Hello, beautiful pearls, and I'm back again. So, as we are continuing with the segment of affirmations and healing, when I channelized today, I got a beautiful, beautiful, really beautiful affirmation which is related with love. Yes, as the topic is really interesting, and love is a feeling, it's an emotion, it's beautiful. For some people, it's really beautiful, but for some people, it's really painful as well. So, today, first, I'll read the questions and the guidance and the short explanations, and then I'm going to give you the affirmation. Because love is a universal language. Because when you love yourself, automatically, other people around you will start loving you. This is how universe work. Because when you love yourself, obviously you are giving that attention to yourself, you are giving priority to yourself, you are giving respect to yourself, you are maintaining your boundaries, you know what is right for you, you know what is wrong for you, right? And when you are treating yourself full of love and acceptance, obviously the other person will also feel the same, and they will behave the same, because all your aura, all your vibrations will be in a particular way. So for me, this affirmation was like, wow, you know. And because I'm already into the field where everything happens for a reason, and everything is like, you know, attracting, manifesting. So today we are going to talk about love. So some people who find difficulty in loving people or receiving love, it's like giving and receiving both the parts of love. So the point which comes in mind is, what can happen eventually if you love someone, or if somebody loves you? What is the precise insecurity or concern related to the love or love life based on your past experiences? Because sometimes when your experience is bad, people start becoming bitter. They start, you know, having issues. They start having doubts on love. And it's, you know, beautiful emotion. Now, is this fear generalized or restricted to a specific person, gender, or a group of people? If it is, then why? And what needs to be done in order to fearlessly remain open to receive love? Because once you are hurt or you have come to a painful situation, it's natural that before heading towards anybody else or any other situation, you will have a thought that, okay, what if it doesn't work? Or what if I get the pain again? Or what if I'm attracting that pain again in my life? And believe me, for some people, the pattern of giving and receiving love keeps on repeating and repeating and repeating, unless you take the lessons, unless you change your vibrations, unless you start working on yourself through healing. So anybody who is experiencing this, it means the time has come to acknowledge that part who is stopping you to receive love and give love. Right? So, now the time has come to address the past experiences, the undesirable associations with love or loved ones, and rise above them to be able to allow experience of love in the highest and the purest form. Rise beyond your fears and concerns and courageously allow one and all to love you in a very special way. Love you in their own special way. So now, let me ask you a few questions. Have you gone through a rough time in the past due to someone who loved you? It may be anybody. It may be your mother, your father, your sibling, your mentor, your boss, your colleague, your friend. Do you have adverse associations with an experience of being loved? Now know that whatever has happened, happened in the past. But the future can be different. Rather than blocking love and people who love you, How about intending an availing favorable response from the people who love you? In short, it's the time to recognize and resolve your fear of being loved and courageously open up to receive love from one and all. Because what happens when we have certain kind of experiences, especially when it comes in terms of love, mostly 90% of the cases is of this topic only. Difficulty in receiving or giving love. And when we dig into the past, and we dig into the, core issues, it all comes of lack of self-love and respect. Because once you start loving yourself, you will be able to attract the soul which you deserve in your life. It's a beautiful process. You will not even be able to understand how certain people came in your life and how certain left. That too without any hassle, that too without any pain. Even if they are leaving, there will be no tension, there will be no hatred, there will be no arguments. It will all happen in a beautiful way because you are changing your vibrations. Right? So now, the affirmation which you have to say today is, I fearlessly allow others to love me. I fearlessly allow others to love me. I fearlessly allow others to love me. And there is one more affirmation which you can do. That is for receiving love. And that affirmation is, I allow myself to courageously receive love from everyone. I courageously allow myself to receive love from everyone. So now there are two affirmations. And if this affirmation is resonating with you, you can do it for next 21 days and see the change. And I feel anybody who is going through this phase, they will be able to feel the change. And again, I will tell you the process of doing the affirmations. You have to recite the whole sentence for 21 times, thrice a day before going to bed, after waking up early in the morning or whenever you wake up, and in between a day. But if you feel very much connected to the affirmation and you start feeling something in your body when you say this, you can do the affirmations as many times you want to. The more you are sending suggestions to your subconscious mind, the more you will be receptive to receive and give love. It applies on everything. So this is it for today. And yes, stay happy, stay blessed, stay in your zone. In case of any query, in case of any kind of information, question, you can connect with me on my number. You can connect with me on my email, that is knowyourinnerself006@gmail.com. You can connect me on my Facebook page, that is also Know Your Inner Self, with the same logo and the same headline as my WhatsApp group. And if anybody wants to join the WhatsApp group, I'm sharing you the number of the WhatsApp group as well. You can send me the message and I'll add you to the free healing tips and tricks group. And the number is 765190831 7. I'll repeat myself again. 765190831 7. So this is it for today. Stay happy, stay blessed, stay in your zone. And yes, keep loving and keep loving others and start receiving love from others. Have a great day. Bye-bye.